Breaking news?
Well, there's not really a great way to transition out of this Grizzly story.
Ooh, okay.
But Coach Leslie Frazier is on the hotline for
you. Oh, I apologize. I guess I should have been paying attention.
No, he just called within the last minute or two.
Oh, even better. Okay. Well, you know, I was hesitant to promote it. We thought we had a shot at it, but I didn't want to disappoint the listeners. Because if you tease them with, you got the head football coach at the university or at Minnesota Vikings, Winter Park, and then you can't come through with it, then you get people who are very disappointed. But Mr. Frazier has indeed found time in his. You're at the meetings, correct? Very busy stretch of time for you here.
Yes, we're in between, actually, and Bob Hagan, your trusty friend,
nice,
pulled me aside and said, hey, we're going to go on with Dan.
Much appreciated. A very busy week. I mean, a very eventful week for you last week, and that's obviously what we wanted to talk about. At the moment when the deal goes down for Percy and you know you're making the trade, I have to assume that at that point maybe you feel like, well, we did what we had to do, and we got a pretty good return under that circumstance, but I'm the head coach of this team, and now more than ever, we got to add a credible receiver who will upgrade us immediately, regardless of what we're going to do in the draft. Is that where your mind was, or am I putting too much into that?
No, that's pretty accurate. I mean, there were a lot of things going through my mind throughout this whole offseason as we were preparing for free agency, and that was part of it. And being able to find a viable guy that our players could look at and say, okay, you know what, we are trying to get better this offseason. We're not just subtracting, you know, we're actually adding pieces that will help us to get better. So it was not only a positive and the fact that Greg is a very good player, but we needed to send a message to our players as well.
Yeah, and that's a pretty powerful message, I think, when you get him. Do you view him? My understanding is the beauty of Jennings is you can play him inside. You can also play him outside. What do you envision?
Well, exactly what you said. You know, when he came in to visit, I had him to sit down with Bill Musgrave, our offensive coordinator, and George Stewart, our wide receivers coach, and they just took him through some of the ways we want to be able to use him and utilize his talents. The fact that we weren't going to line up in just one spot, we are going to move him around and make it difficult for opposing defenses to have to find him and try to, you know, roll coverage to him. So, you know, we had to make sure that he felt good about that, and that he believed that we could utilize his gifts. And once we got past that, you know, it was just a matter of getting the numbers right.
Do you think he had to be sold, or do you think he came here three-quarters of the way sold already?
I tell you, Dan, he's a very bright guy. He had done his homework on us. He had called around the different players who played it before and guys that are currently on our team and other people, even in management, that he knew from other organizations just asking about us. So he had a real good idea of who we were and what the opportunities, you know, could be provided. And just in talking with him, he just wanted to confirm some of the things he had heard from other people about us and what we're doing here. Once he saw for himself what we were doing, he was ready to go.
Is there any question in your mind? He's obviously had a very nice career, very productive player, known as a very disciplined route runner, a professional kind of a guy, which I know you love and you especially appreciate. But he was part of an ensemble with a really, really good, well, two really established great quarterbacks. Here he's clearly going to be your number one guy, and that means, I'm assuming, more attention. Is there any concern about that, whether he can handle that load in a different situation than he's accustomed to?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, the fact that he understands that our offense is still going to run through Adrian, one of the things he looked at was it was going to create more opportunities for him from a coverage standpoint. What I mean by that is more single coverage. I mean, he looked at tape when he was here, and even before he got here, he studied us on offense, he studied Christian and what we were doing, and he saw the opportunity to be the number one guy. But he, you know, in a lot of ways, when he was going to the Pro Bowl, he was the number one guy. I mean, there are other good players around him, but you know, when you went into a game to defend Green Bay, you were thinking about Greg Jennings when you were putting together your game plan.
Our guest is Vikings head coach Leslie Frazier. As a guy who wants to believe in players and wants to work with players and extract the best out of them, and sometimes, as you've told us, try to listen to them, is there any part of you that feels disappointed that it ended? It had to end, apparently, because you guys decided, apparently, it had to end the way it did with Percy.
You know, you have an idea of how I feel about Percy as a player and as a person. I mean, I enjoyed our relationship, enjoyed all the cheers he brought to our fans. Wish him nothing but the best in Seattle. I truly, in every situation that we have with our players, you know, I want the best for them. And I try to express that to them. I think it's important that they trust that I want their best. I want, you know, what's best for them, and regardless of, you know, what impact it might have on me, but I want what's best for them. And so with that being said, you know, wish him nothing but the best, and just looking forward to coaching the guys that are going to be Minnesota Vikings next fall.
I'm worried about Winfield being gone. I get, you know, it's a business, and, you know, those financial realities are real. But I think a lot of people forget how well he played last year and how healthy he played until, obviously, towards the end. How concerned are you, given how valuable a player on many levels he has been?
Well, you know, I'm hoping that we can come to a happy medium with Antoine and get him back in the fold. Yeah, I agree with you. He had a very good season for us a year ago. The proof is on tape. His leadership was invaluable for us. He wants to play another year. He's capable of playing another year, and I like to see him finish his career with the Minnesota Vikings. So I'm hoping that something can be worked out financially that he feels comfortable with and that we feel comfortable with as an organization.
Do you really think there's a shot at that? Because I always assume that the way veteran guys look at it is that if they're going to have to take less money, just out of pride, they don't want it to be at the place where they're used to making a certain amount of money, and that if they, you know, that they'll end up going elsewhere for that reason alone. Do you have real hope that that wouldn't be the case here?
I do. You know, I've spoken to Antoine. I've expressed, you know, how I feel about him, and I hope it doesn't come to that. I know exactly what you're saying with some veteran players, but I hope it doesn't come to that. I know he wants to finish here. His family's here. His kids are in school here. He doesn't want to, you know, pick up and move, so I hope it can get worked out.
One last question on the acquisition at quarterback that you made. There are some people who reacted on and said, great, we want him. There's people who want Matt Cassel to start from day one. And I still am not convinced Christian Ponder is your long-term answer, but I would argue with them that if you go off of the last season, Christian Ponder played better, and he's obviously younger, so that Cassel should be here to do precisely what you say you want him to do, be a viable alternative if Christian Ponder goes down. What do you think?
No question. You know, I had good discussions with Matt about that. You know, we sit down and we talk through his role, and you know, he's been a backup that has had to step in when there was an injury, and he did very well in the past. He's been a starter. He understands what the role of a backup needs to be and how much supportive that backup needs to be for the starter. So he's been on both sides of the fence. And for us, Christian is our starter. And what we're hoping, Dan, is that he's just going to continue to improve. We saw, especially in the month of December, what he's capable of doing when he can play consistent football and the impact it has on our football team. So we need him to work hard this offseason and just keep making improvements, and he'll lead us to where we want to go.
Yeah, well, that's the importance to me. That's the beauty of adding Jennings, is that he gives Christian a better option, and then he should take advantage of that option. Fair to say? I mean, this guy's been big time.
Yeah, but, you know, it won't stop with Greg Jennings. We need to add some more pieces to the puzzle with the draft. You know, we got a chance with the picks that we do have to continue to improve our football team, but we need to provide him with more weapons and more depth on our football team.
Much appreciated, sir, on a busy day. We'll be in touch down the road. Thanks, Leslie.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks. Leslie Frazier, head coach, Minnesota Vikings. We made a very sharp right-hand turn from the sobering news story that we were chatting about. We'll come back with a little bit more. Well, we'll react to what Leslie had to say and a little bit more about that local story that is now turned into, it appears to be, a murder case, or at least a murder investigation. And we'll also prepare for the top five at five.
With some Greg Jennings sound, he did join PA earlier today. We'll talk about the big Wild matchup tonight in Vancouver. The Wolves
on a roll now.
Gophers in the tournament, and I will bring back one of my new favorite top five at five.
Dinky Town
bits.
Drama?
Not Dinky Town Drama. We'll call it Barrero's Choice.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you two buzzwords. You tell me which way you want to go.
I like that a lot.
This is Dan Barrero on The Fan.